a Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. As local museums and galleries begin to reopen, each faces a unique set of challenges to make the guest visit engaging, educational, and above all, safe. The Cincinnati Museum Center at Union Terminal reopens Friday. And then the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center will open next Friday, the 24th. So let's talk about those two destinations. Joining Cincinnati Edition to do that are Cody Hefner. He's the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for the Cincinnati Museum Center. Cody, thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we also have Katie Brammel, Director of Museum Experience for the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Katie, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for having me.
Cody, let's start with you. You open first. What's the state of things over there at the Museum Center? How have you guys weathered this storm?
Probably about as well as everyone else through all of this. It's definitely been a financial hit for us. We're having the doors closed for 4 months. But we've tried to adapt a lot of our programming online, and we've spent a lot of time over these past few months to think about what reopening the museum looks like. We've spent so much time developing a high-touch, very interactive museum, and COVID comes along, and we need to draw back from that and think of a way that we can reopen safely that doesn't really diminish from the museum experience that people have come to expect.
Katie, same question to you over at the Freedom Center. I imagine this is very, very challenging for an organization like yours.
Yeah, as Cody said, we're also, doing similar things. We're really focusing on our online platform, whether that be communication via social media, and we're also working really hard to create resources for educators and parents who are now having to face the challenge of having students at home. So we're really just trying to, again, adapt this museum experience in a way that makes sense for COVID, because as Cody said, we're going to have to move away from a lot of the things that we were doing before.
And again, we're talking with Cody Hefner from the Cincinnati Museum Center and Katie Brammel from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. And I'm glad we have you both on to represent both of these organizations, because unlike, maybe a fine art museum, for example, guests don't come to your places expecting to stand at a distance and just looking at something. Both places are highly interactive, and so you have opportunities to place your hands on things and interact with what you have on display, whatever the exhibit might be and whatever the permanent exhibits are. Katie, tell us a little bit about how you all are preparing to offer those types of amenities in this age where, people think everything is disgusting, and maybe to some degree they should.
Yeah, so we're fortunate in the fact that we've been able to adapt a lot of our permanent exhibits to touchless. We just finished converting a lot of our interactive exhibit experiences to foot pedal interactive. So instead of actually physically touching something with your hand, all you have to do is press on a pedal with your foot, and you can hear what that specific interactive is talking about, what piece of history that it's focusing on. So we're actually really lucky that we've been able to do that and still rely heavily on our large galleries that we haven't had to close. So we're really thankful for that. And then also we have our temporary exhibit, Motel X, that we've been able to work through and convert to a completely touchless, yet still immersive experience for guests.
And Cody, what about over at the Museum Center?
We've taken a similar approach. I mean, we've got a lot of objects, a lot of galleries that are really impressive on their own. The Dinosaur Hall, and just seeing these massive dinosaur fossils and the skeletons in front of you and looking up at them is pretty impressive in itself. The Public Landing in the Cincinnati History Museum is just a really great immersive experience that surrounds you and is interactive in the sense that you are truly transported back in time because of the way it's designed. But we've also worked with a company called Digimark that has helped bring a lot of our touchscreens and our interactives directly onto your phone. So you can download the Digimark app and scan the sign where you would normally be pressing on a screen or pushing a button or something like that, and it pulls up directly on your phone. And they've even done that for our Maya exhibition audio guide. So whereas normally you're carrying around what essentially looks like a TV remote up to your ear, and sharing those with other people who are coming through the exhibit throughout the day, you can put your headphones in and listen to it straight from your phone and get a little more information on the exhibit. So, yeah, we tried to adapt where we can. There are some things that are just, you know, the entire Duke Energy Children's Museum is high touch, a lot of communal objects. And we just don't, we're not ready to open that yet because we want to understand more the different cleaning and sanitization protocols around those objects to make sure that we feel safe and that guests feel safe when they return there. But elsewhere, we've done a lot to make sure that you are still having that same experience and you're doing it in a personalized way from your cell phone or, you know, touch screens that are just on a loop.
And we're talking with Katie Bramall from the Freedom Center and Cody Hefner from the Museum Center. Katie, I imagine there's a bit of anxiety and also a bit of relief knowing that more parts of your operation will be open to the public. Are there concerns also about the public's potential slowness to respond to being able to go out again that could be more lasting?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely thinking about those things and trying to incorporate ideas and activities that can make people feel more comfortable because, again, we're here to serve the community and we want to make sure that everybody is having a safe experience, that everybody is feeling comfortable in our space and feels that we are, you know, meeting social distancing standards and when we are doing all these things to put in place to ensure that. So, I mean, I think, again, we are a little cautious, but we're also really, really excited and looking forward to being able to be in person with people again. We still are planning to schedule a couple of staff throughout the galleries to be able to interpret some of the information and talk to people about it, obviously from a safe distance and with them wearing protective gear, including masks. So we're really looking forward to the opportunity.
And I know that there are still things to see when these reopen, and members have already gotten an up-close look at what's going on at the Museum Center. So, Cody, talk about some of the new exhibits that people will see when they do decide that it's safe for them to venture out. I know you referenced the Maya exhibition, some dinosaurs going on. What will people see when they show up?
Yeah, the big temporary exhibition is Maya the Exhibition. It's the first time in the United States. It should have been open for 4 months at this point, but the day of scheduled to open was the day that we closed down due to COVID-19. So this is a first for most people, not only in Cincinnati, but in the United States. It's 300 artifacts that really shed light on the Maya civilization. When you speak of the Maya, people have a vague idea, but don't really know specifics. But these are the people who brought us chocolate. They are wonderful astronomers and architects, mathematicians. So it's really an incredible civilization, and it's a stunning exhibition in its design and in the objects that are included there. But then we also have two free temporary exhibitions. One is called An Unfinished Revolution, Women and the Vote, and it's all about not only women's suffrage, but other voter movements, and it speaks a little bit about the various forms of voter suppression and forms of poll tax, you know, Jim Crow laws, and other disenfranchisement movements over the years and those that are still going on now. So it's very fitting, number one, during the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, but also an election year. So that's really special. And then we have another temporary exhibition called The Art Inspired by Nature, The Art and Activism of Charlie Harper. Everyone knows Charlie Harper. Everyone's seen his artwork, but they may not know how much he was really doing to be a voice for the environment. Against climate change, against pollution and clean water and all these other initiatives. So we really let that shine in this exhibition. It has 30 of his, some of his most well-known artwork in there, and those are both free. And then we've got two new additions to the Cincinnati History Museum, one that's all about transportation and the way the geography of the city has shaped transportation and been shaped by transportation, how that connects and also divides communities. And another one that really gets at the essence of what makes Cincinnati, Cincinnati.
And Katie, how about at the Freedom Center in our last minute we have together?
So we are, we still have our temporary exhibition, Motel X, which is a multimedia human trafficking art prevention exhibition. And that invites visitors to kind of explore this replicated old hotel motel model, and find clues about human trafficking victims. So it was very high touch prior to COVID, but we've been able to transform it and make it still interactive. We're utilizing QR codes in there so people can actually interact with the content with their own cell phones without having to touch anything. So we're really excited about that.
Cody Hefner, Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for the Cincinnati Museum Center, and Katie Brammel, Director of Museum Experience for the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Thanks to both of you for being with us today. We very much appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon on 91.7, Governor Mike DeWine will have a press briefing, and we will be carrying that here and at WVXU.org. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer of our show is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. This theme song is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find this show and all of our episodes at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. I'm Michael Monks.